So mainly, if we say that, so in other words, Ravune held that in the case where the Baal gave the Isha where the Odin gave the Eved directly, the Shtar Shichu, but he said, Hariat Mishucha Lach Alamed Yehim, so then even Rabbi Yechan will be made, he cannot be Chayzeh. If the Odin owes the Shichu to the Eved, let's say if the Eved did not enech nafshe to the Odin, so then Al-Pidin is Mechuyev to Mishacharim. But there is no clear. It's not a legal obligation, it's a moral obligation. But when I say moral obligation, I don't mean a moral obligation outside the halacha. Al-Pidin, he is morally obligated. And I use the term morally obligated in contrast to a legal obligation which can be enforced. So this, Hakoras Teve, is a chayv. But it's not something that you can be kayfe for Hakoras Teve. Person cannot be kayfe a person to be makateve. But it's a chayv. So Mimele, if we say Tefisli, so if let's say the Odin would give the Shtar Shichu to the Eved directly, and the Odin would be indebted to the Eved because the Eved did a chesed to the Odin. So in such a case, and even if the Odin said Avlitiyem Shuchar Achalamed, so then according to Ravune, the Odin would not be able to be chesed because the only reason as to why an Odin is able to be chesed is on the basis of the aloche of Asidibo and Vatldibo. But once the das was given and he wants to be mevatel the das, since he is mechuyev in the shichu, so then he cannot be mevatel the das that he already gave. But now here it wasn't given to the Eved, it was given to the shliach, but the shliach is le shliach levoye of the Eved. So in the sine, so in so far as the sine aspect is concerned, so the Nesine was already realized. So if we say that means that somebody else can also act on behalf of the Balchayim, even though it is at the expense of somebody else. So here too, just as the Eved himself has the right to enforce in Om Chazore, so if we say Hativ Balchayim Makishchav LaAchirim, is gone, so the shliach can also enforce a non chazor. This is what Ravune said. All right. Now, anyway, but he has that kashi. Udvor malol chikim in him harot veheidim kenechem binon milaf mochatim b'achim kone shanoch shod nistel daske vilinirin dvorim kipashto di masnisin shmainon di cholodo midaite yochel ozi shliach ravire shiyao amid memkeime. ומשמוח הקים משעות מעומת אין שטח שיכול להבדי, הרי שליח יוכל להימר, הרי נהי סעץ משליח כבול לשלם, והרי הוא כאילו עושה עבד שליח לכך. ומנו בינו למילה, ותפס לבלחי וקונה, לפי שהתפס יוכל לעשות עצמי, כאילו אם הם ימכים משל בלחי. Now, how does the run explain? In order to understand this run, we must take notice of another run. Avran in Bom Metzia. Avran in Bom Metzia. Now, that's the Chidushi Aran, and the Mukiyese van der Riv mentions it in the name of the Ran, but we have the Ran more bariches in the Chidushi Aran in Bom Metzia. Now, the Gemara in Bom Metzia mentions three different klal. Now, first of all, the Gemara in Bom Metzia, Daf Yudalev and Yudbeis, Daf Yud, Yudalev, Yudbeis, the Gemara discusses the question as to whether Chatzirom Tam Yod Yisraboye or Chatzirom Tam Shlichet Yisraboye. We know that if a certain Chifetz comes into the hand of a person, so then he's Kenyan. Yad is a Kenyan. Now, and Chotzer is also a Kenyan. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as whether the kinyan imi motzi ti motzi biyode agneimu, eilu yode, gagai, Gage Chatzir v'Kafif v'Nayin Talmulim Atimotzi v'Chol Moki. So the question, there is a machleki between Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish as to whether the Kinyan Chotzer is mitam yad, because the possession of the person is identified with his goof. So in other words, the possession of the person, whatever a person possesses, whether it's karke, the courtyard, or let's say a pocketbook, anything, or a bag of his, a suitcase of his, that's chotzer. So the question is whether the kinyan chotzer is mitzad yad, because chotzer is identified with yad, or mitam shliches. The chotzer represents the owner of the chotzer, is mitam shliach. Now Reb Chaim says, I mean, we have this, otherwise we can't even understand the Gemara. What does it mean? Chotzer mitam shliches yisraboy. What does it mean? Chotzer mitam shliches yisraboy. Whenever you appoint a shliach, so we say shluches only kameise. So if you appoint a shliach, so the shliach has to do a certain maise, and the maise done by the shliach is attributed, is misyaches to the mishalach. Let's say if somebody appoints a shliach to make a kinyan chazoke in a certain field, Ruvein is makne a field to Shimon, and Shimon appoints Levi that he should make a kinyan chazok in the field, to be carried in the field. So then we say shluches lo nikameise, the maise kinyan done by the shliach, by Levi, is considered as if it had been done by Shimon, because Shimon stands in the shoes of, I mean Levi stands in the shoes of Shimon. He represents Shimon, and the maise done by Levi is attributed, is misyaches to Shimon. But if you mamish appoint someone as a shliach. But how can we conceive that in regard to a chotzer? Let's say if somebody, Ruven, is makne to Shimon a certain chayfetz, and then Ruven throws the chayfetz into Shimon's chotzer, so Shimon is gay. So then, according to Mandoma, chatzeiro mishim shliches yisraboy. So what does it mean, Mishim Shlichas Yisraboye? The chotzer of Shimon is Shimon's shliach. Fine. Alright. Let's grant that even though the chotzer is an inanimate object, it's not a gavre, it is still capable of fulfilling shliches. But one cannot accomplish by merely appointing someone as a shliach. The shliach has to fulfill the shliches. He has to do a certain mice. So the mele, if Shimon appoints Levi as a shliach, so then Shimon can be kain in the chayvetz for the maise kinyan that Levi does for him. Well, if he does it, if it's in karke, he does a kinyan chazoke. If it's, let's say, in mishiche, he does a kinyan. If it's in mitaltlin, he does a kinyan mishiche or agboy, whatever the kinyan is. So the mishalach is kaine by virtue of the maise kinyan done by the shliach. But if we say shliche, so Ruvein throws the chayfetz that is marked to Shimon to Shimon's courtyard, into Shimon's briefcase, and then Shimon is kedi. So the briefcase, the courtyard, is considered the Shimon shliach. But what kind of a kinyan does the briefcase do? Does the courtyard do what? Hakboyim shliche doesn't do anything. So how is a chayach to say chatzir mishim shliches haboyim? So Reb Chaim says, I mean, and that's the obvious pshat. Couldn't even understand the Gemara without that pshat. That this shliches, even according to Mandoma, that chatzir mishim shliches is haboyim. So what ma'aseh kinyan is done, takes place, kinyat. But if we say that chatzir mishim yodi is haboyim, so then the chotzer is considered an extension of the yad without the recourse to the medium of shliches. But if we say chatzeiro mishim shliches is raboye, so through the medium of shliches, the chotzer becomes the yad of the owner of the chotzer. So then the kinyan is a kinyan of yad. We can't explain the Gemara any other way. Now, so what's the meaning? What's the meaning of the chotzer becoming the yad of the Balachotzea. Shliches always means, let's say, if somebody appoints someone as a shliach to knock the mezuzah on the post of the door, so then he's mekayem the mitzvah because through shliches it's not a mitzvah shebigufe. Reuven cannot appoint Shimon as a shliach to put on tefillin on Shimon's head and on Shimon's arm because it's a chivah shebigufe. But Reuven can appoint Shimon as a shliach to make the kesher on Reuven's arm and to put the tefillin on Reuven's head. So even though that is part and parcel of the mitzvah, so he can still be mekayem it, because the maise is done by the shliach for Reuven. So when Shimon appoints Levi as a shliach to do a kiyum mishicha, a kiyum agboye, a kiyum chazoke, then we understand it. So the purpose of the shliches is to carry out a certain maise on behalf of the mishalach. But here the shliches, the effect of shliches is not that the chotza, the courtyard, or the briefcase should do a maise kiyum. The purpose of the shliches is that through the medium of shliches, the courtyard or the briefcase should become the yad of the balachotzer. So where do we find such a shliches? We find such a shliches in Getishu. Now, the Isha appoints a shliach litabole. And we said that actually, when the Isha appoints the shliach litabole as a shliach litabole, in effect, she appoints the shliach likabole in a twofold capacity. The shliach likabole has a twofold role. First of all, because getisho, not like it says, but getisho requires schir in the get. Not as the say says that the ishe does not even have to be zeir in the get. They are kamorayas, contrary to the says. So whatever is true of all shtores is certainly true of getisho. But the Gzeres HaKosov by getisho is that the isho acquires title for the kiyan yad in the get, even balkoch. That's the Gzeres HaKosov. In kolatere kule, a person could not acquire title in any object against his will. And here the Gzeres HaKosov is that when the isho makes a kiyan yad in the get, even balkoch she acquires title in the get. But the Isha has to acquire title in the get. Without acquiring title in the get, she cannot be migreshes. Hariat migreshes van yoshami in the migreshes. So she has to be zeichet. That Gemara in itself is a stira to the Kseis Chidesh. That the Isha does not have to acquire title in the paper and the parchment. What the Gemara says, Harizigita van yoshami in the migreshes. So it means that she has to acquire title. If title in the paper remains vested in the Baal, so then the Isha cannot be migrashes. So this is a requirement in all stories, that the one who is mikabel the shtar has to be zeicher in the shtar, simply in the paper, in the parchment of the shtar. So that is true of Getu. But then there is an additional aloche by get. There has to be direct nisine miyada baal yad isho. If, let's say, he puts it on the karka and he says ligita marg karka, and then the isha picks it up from the karka, so the get is no get. So there are two alohes. First of all, a nisine, and then a schie, a maizekinyen the get. So mele, when the isha appoints someone as a shliach likabole, so she appoints the shliach likabole that he should have a double role in a twofold capacity. First of all, she appoints him as a shliach to carry out the maizekinyan in the get on her behalf. And then there is aloche that it must come from the yad habaal yad isho. And here the get was handed over from the yad habaal to the yad shliach. The answer is the yad shliach is the yad habaal. Is the yad isho. And the shliach liloche, so the yad of the shliach loche, the same thing is true of shliach loche, is like the yad of the baal. And this is the practice that we get, that when the baal appoints someone as a shliach, so he says, harin manu is a shliach, li shliach, pi choki pi, yot choki yoti, ragli choki ragli. And if the ish appoints, it's not so nog. I mean that the Ishe should appoint the Shliach Likabole. So if a get is handled through a shliach, so usually it's handled through a shliach lochem, but very, very seldom today is it done by the Baal handing over the get to the shliach kabbalah of the Isha. Very, very seldom. But when it is done, so then the Isha has to say to the shliach, picho ki pi, yotcho ki yodi, raglicho ki ragli. In other words, so when the Isha appoints the shliach lekabbalah, in effect, she appoints the shliach lekabbalah in a twofold capacity. First, that he should carry out the ma'aseh kinyan in the get on her behalf. That's like the shliches in every other kinyan, and that's like the shliches when you appoint someone as shliach, he should knock a mezuzah on your door to do the ma'aseh, and then. But she also appoints him through the medium of shliches that her yad should become, that his yad should become her yad. So memele, when we say chotzem shu shliches saboye, it's not a shliches to carry out the maize, because the courtyard doesn't do any maize kiyan. What is maize kiyan is done? The maize kiyan is done through yad. But the minu ha-shliches is a shliches that the chotzer should become the yad of the baal ha-chotzer. Just as a shliach lekabbalah becomes the yad of the ishe, so here the chotzer becomes the yad of the baal ha-chotzer. So maybe the kinyan is through yad. This is what Reb Chaim says. So in other words, even if we say chotzer mishem shliches raboye, so through the medium of shliches, the chotzer becomes a yad. But if we say chotzer mishem yad is raboye, so the chotzer is a yad, is an extension of the yad of the baal ha-chotzer directly, without recourse to the medium of shliches. If we say chotzer mishem shliches is raboye, so through the medium of shliches, it becomes a yad. It becomes a yad. So then the Gemara, Rav Ashi says, Daf Yud Veis, Maskone, Alom Rav Ashi, Chotzer is Raboye Mishim Yad, Veligore Mishliches, Gabige de Choy Vulo, in Chom Lodom Elo Bifono, Daf Yud Veis, Om Dalet, Gam Matone de Shusulo, Zochom Lodom Shalo Bifono. So Memele, the Gemara discusses the question whether a Chotzer can be Kene, if it's not mishtameres, and if it's not, if the baal ha-chotzer is not aiming b'tzatzadeihu. So the halacha gabi get is that the nisho, if the baal throws the get into the chotzer of the isho, so the isho can only become igoreshes if the isho, at the time that the baal throws the get into her courtyard, stands in the chotzer. It's a chotzer mishtameres, and she stands at the chotzer. Now, of course, if she stands in the chotzer, so then it's always mishtameres, even if he doesn't have a fence. If he doesn't have a fence, so then it's not mishtameh when no one is watching it. But if the isha stands at the chotzer and she watches it, so then it becomes mishtameres through her watching. But if the isha doesn't stand b'tzad chatzero, then the get, she's not migoreshes. Even if the chotzer is a chotzer mishtameres, even if the chotzer has barbed wire around it, but if the isha does not stand in the chotzer at the time that the baal throws the get into the chotzer, she doesn't become migoreshes. Why? Because gabi get is a chayiv. So since it's a chayiv, in chom lo'odom elo b'fonov. So memele, chotzer can only be effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches. So, since it can only be effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches, now one cannot become the shliach of another person against the will of the mishalach. So, get is a chayiv, so it's not considered that it's with the will of the isha. So, memele, chotzer is only effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches. Since it has to be effective mitam yad, so it cannot become directly a yad of the isho unless it's sidum yod yodo. My yodo bismuchalo, the yad of the woman is always attached, is close to her goof. The yad is not away from the goof. So memele, my yodo bismuchalo, af chatzeiro bismuchalo. So memele, gabi get, the isho cannot be migrashes unless the isho stands with chatzeiro. So then it is kene mitam yad, because it's Dumya the Yodo. But if she's not in the Chazzeiro, it's not Dumya the Yodo, so you cannot be Kene Mitamiyad. Mashenki Matone, if Ruven gives a Matone to Shimon, and Ruven throws the object that he's transferring to Shimon into Shimon's Chotzer, even if Shimon doesn't stand in the Chotzer. Furthermore, even if Shimon's Chotzer is not even Mishtamer, it has no fence, it's exposed, it's accessible to all trespassers, I mean anyone can come in, it's not fenced off, nothing. So even if the Mikabel Matone is not in Mizat Chatzere, Shimon doesn't stand in the Chotzer, and it's not even Mishtameir. So Shimon is still Kene the Chifetz that Reuven throws into the Chotzer. Why? Because since Matone is his chuz, so it can be effective not only with Amyad, but it can be effective with Am Shliches too. Where it has to be effective with Amyad, then it has to be Dum Yediyot. So it has to be in Mizat Chatzere. But where it can be effective with Am Shliches, it doesn't have to be Dum Yediyot. And this key makes good sense according to Reb Chaim's pshat, that even if we say Chotza mitam Shliches is Rabbi, it doesn't mean that there is a new Maisa Kinyan. What kind of a Maisa Kinyan does a Chotza do? But through the medium of Shliches, it becomes a Yad. But if it has to become a Yad directly, not through the medium of Shliches, then it cannot become an extension of the Yad unless it is Dumya Yodo. But if it becomes a Yad through the medium of Shliches, it doesn't have to be Dumya Yodo. Even without Dumya Yodo, it can become. So Mele, even if it's not even if the Mekabu Matone is not even Zat Chatzere, and even though the Chotzer is not Mishtameir, so the Mekabu Matone is Eiche in the Chayfetz, by virtue of the fact that the Neisei Matone Ruven through the Chayfetz into Shimon's Chotzer. So Gav Matone, so the Aloche is, the Gemara says that he weighs, that Gav get a Yisho cannot be Megoreshes, or through the get being thrown into a Chotzer, only if it is Mishtameir, and she is a Medem Zat Chatzero. But if she's not a Medem Zat Chatzero, even though it's Mishtameir, she cannot be Megoreshes, because it's not Dumya Yodo. By Matone, so the Mekabu Matone can be Zeiche, through the Chotzer, even if he is not in Mizat Chatzerei, and even though the Chotzer is not Mishtamer. But then there is a third situation, Mitzie. Suppose a Mitzie falls in by itself into, let's say, the wind through a certain diamond into somebody's Chotzer. So then the Baal HaChotzer can be Zeiche in the Mitzie, even if he doesn't stand Mizat Chatzerei. But only if the Chotzer is a Chotzer HaMishtamer. But suppose the Chotzer is not even a Chotzer HaMishtamer, it has no fence, nothing. And the Baal HaChotzer doesn't stand in the Chotzer, and the Mitzia falls into the Chotzer, then he's not here. So all the Rishonim raise the question, Monifshech, what is it? Is by Matone, so Chotzer is Kene, not only Mitam Yad, it's Kene Mitam Shliches. By Get, it's only Kene Mitam Yad. So since it's only Kene Mitam Yad, so we require there are two prerequisites. First of all, it should be Mishtameir, and then that it should also be Emisat Chatzer. But Mitzie, Monevshech, is a Chotzer Kene by Mitzie, Mitam Yad, then even if the Chotzer is a Chotzer Mishtameir, he should not be able to be Kene unless the Baal HaChotzer is a Mizat Chatzere. So why does the Gemara say that by Chotzer, even if the Baal HaChotzer is not a Mizat Chatzere, as long as the Chotzer is Mishtamer, if it has a fence, so is Kene. And if we are to assume that by Chotzer, the Baal HaChotzer is Kene the Mitzie, that by Mitzie, the Baal HaChotzer is Kene the Mitzie, Mitam Shliches, so even if it's not Mishtamer, you should be able to be Kene. So why does Mitzie enjoy a mediocre role? In other words, between Get and Matone. Get, it can only be Kene, the Isha can only be Kene the Get, if there are two prerequisites fulfilled. Mishtameir and the Mezat Chatzere. Matone, no prerequisites. And Mitzie, only if it's Mishtameir. So then he's Kene, even if it's not in Mizat Chatzere. But if it's not Mishtamer, not Monefshech, if it's effective by Mitzie, Mitam Yad, so then it shouldn't be Kene even if it's Mishtamer, only if it's in Mitzatzere. And if it's effective Mitam Shliches, so Mimele, So Mimele, he should be able to be Kene, the Balachotzer, the Mitzie, even if it's not Mishtamer. Why darf give him Mishtamer? That's the Ram's question. So the Ram, the Dushia Ram, and well, the Mugiesef is much shorter. He just mentions. Maybe you don't have the Chidushia Ram, but if you have the Mugiesef, and Bometzie, and the Reef. Paragraph that's Tafei Omid Beis in the Riv in Bomitzia Shtaimorzi, the third paragraph, four is a rot. Emis Asadeo, the Ashim Shamaras Lagadi, the Hotra Mishamaras Lubino Shemis Asadeo, three times. The Lab Mishim Yadu, the Mahanek, maybe get. The Osam Bino Nimedit Hatzero, Kilikamon, the Gamble with Amishliches, Ki the Pir Sharan, Ben Rubinza. So the Ran says that it's not with Amishliches. The raya that is not mitam shliches is because there is actually machlekes reshenim between the Ram and Rabbi Peretz in Shimon Kobetz. The matone is kene chotzer, ba matone is kene mitam shliches. By get chotzer is kene only mitam yad, mitam shliches not. How about mitzie? Is it kene only mitam yad, or is it kene only mitam, or is it kene only mitam yad, or is it kene also mitam shliches? So the Ran says it's only kene mitam yad, and the best raya is because there is a distinction between matone and mitzie. Matone chotzer is kene matone, even if the chotzer is einu mishtameres. Why? Because lo ikri mishliches, and by mitzie it's only kene b'chotzer mishtameres. So it's a raya that mitzie chotzer is not kene mitam shliches, only mitam yad. Rabbi Peretz says no, that by mitzie chotzer is kene mitam shliches. So, because it's his rules, so the mail it can be kene even without the medium, without recourse to the medium. I'm sorry. So it's kene even through the medium of shliches. So that's the reason as to why we don't require by mitzie emi b'sat chatzere, because it's necessary that she be medes b'chatzere, because otherwise it's not doing the yodo. But by mitzie even without the mikabel, the zeche of the mitzie, without the balachotzer being game is at chatzere. So it still can become a yad through shliches, through the medium of shliches. So then you ask, if it is through the medium of shliches, so the balachotzer should be able to begin in the mitzie, even if it's in the mishtameir, just as banatone. So he says, the Rabbi Peretz says as follows, that actually the prerequisite of mishtameir is a prerequisite in shliches also, because shliches is also mishtameir. A shliach is mishtameir. When you appoint someone as a shliach, so is mishtameir. So mele, he couldn't even become the yad through the medium of shliches if the chotzer is not mishtameir. So then you'll ask, so why b'matone? Even if the chotzer is not mishtameir, he has no offense, nothing. So still, the chotzer is kene by matone. The answer is by chotzer. What does it mean by chotzer? There is a das acheres makneison. So how does the matone come into the chotzer of the mekabel matone? Ruven is an eisin matone. Shimon is a mekabel matone. How does it come into the mekabel matone's chotzer? Ruven stands near the chotzer and he throws the chayfetz into the chotzer. So at the time when he throws the chayvetz into the chotzer, so he himself watches over the chotzer of Shimon. He wouldn't allow anybody trespasser to take it. So mele it become by matone, whether it's idaz acheres makneisom, it's always mishtameres, even if the chotzer is not fenced off. But at the time when the neisim matone, the das acheres, throws the chayvetz into the chotzer of the mikabel matone, so he watches it, so he makes it into a mishtameres. That's the reason as to why it's not necessary that he should be mishtamer. Not that it's not necessary that the chotzer should be mishtamer. If the chotzer is not mishtamer, then it couldn't even become a yad for the medium of shlichas either, because shlichas is mishtamer. Shlichas is mishtamer. But here, the chotzer can be kainah, even though the chotzer is a chotzer in mishtameres, because at that moment when the neis matone throws the chayfetz, the matone into the chotzer of the mikabel, so he makes it mishtamer, he watches over it. But by mitzie, it falls in by itself, and no one cares, and even if somebody, a third party, happens to be standing, he doesn't care. Why should it be interrupted? Why should it make a difference to him? So b'meile it's not mishtame. So b'meile it's not kene. So according to Rabbi Peretz, chotzer by mitzie is kene mitam shlichas. Tam shlichas. Mashein kinderam, he says that chotzer by mitzie is not kene mitam shlichas. And the rally is because if the chotzer is not mishtameres, so by mitzie is not kene, and by matone is kene. So the question is, why shouldn't mitzie also be effective? Why shouldn't chotzer be effective by mitzie mitam shliches, just as chotzer is effective mitam shliches by matone? After all, the only reason is why by get nati is because get is a chayv, but matone is a schus, and mitzie is also a schus. Mitzie is in more of a schus than matone, because by matone there is an element of detriment on an ideal level, sini matone siche, but by mitzie there is no element of detriment. So it should be effective mitam shliches. So he says, the Ram says, it cannot be effective mitam shliches because there is a halacha of shluchi shebal amoni. That's the chiddush of the Ram, that there is such a halacha of shluchi shebal amoni. What does it mean, shluchi shebal amoni? In other words, by matone, so there is a halacha of zochno neshal bifonov. Why? So let's say Ruvein. If Ruvein says to Shimon, now here is a diamond, and I want you to be zeche in this diamond for Leibu. So then, so Shimon is zeche in the diamond for Leibu. Whether Shri is mitam shliches or Shri is lav mitam shliches, even if Shri is lav mitam shliches, but it's like shliches. In other words, he makes the kinyan for Leibu, for Shri, for the mice Shri in the diamond. He makes a key in a diamond for him. So Mimele, so who tells, who makes Shimon as a Zeche for Levi, as the Shliach of Levi, if Shri is Mitam Shliches, and if Shri is not Mitam Shliches? Who makes the Shimon as the Zeche for Levi? Ruvein. Who is Ruvein? Ruvein is the Balamoni. So Mimele, the Shimon can act as the Shliach of Levi. Shimon can act as the shliach of Levi because he was appointed as a shliach for Levi by the Balamomim. Since he is the Balamomim, so he has the authority to appoint Shimon, that Shimon should act on behalf of Levi for his advantage. Mashein kein by mitzie. So by matone, we can say that chotzer mitam shliches is raboy, that the chotzer of the mikabel matone becomes the shliach of the bala chotzer. Who appoints the chotzer of the bala matone, of the mikabel matone, as a shliach of the bala chotzer? Ruvein, the bala momin. He throws a diamond into Shimon's chotzer, so he is the bala momin of the diamond. So mimele he appoints the chotzer of Shimon is the shliach of Shimon for his advantage. So he has the authority to do that. Masheikim b'mitzia, there is no balamoni who appoints the chotzer of the bala chotzer as the shliach of the bala chotzer. So mimele, he cannot become a shliach of the chotzer, cannot become the shliach of the bala chotzer unless he is appointed by the bala chotzer. Now, so this is what the Ram says. And Vikosa, he says, בן ראובן ז"ל, שאי אפשר להזכיס לחברים תיאר שליחס, אלו אם כנס השלוחי של בעל המומי, ובמציא הלקל בעל המומי, שיהי זה שלוחי, ולשייך למימה בחוצה, כי דאמרנו גם במקביל המציא לחברי, דמיגי לזוך לנפשי זוך אינם לחבר. וחוסה רבי נוניסן בן ראובן ז"ל, דייקי למימה, סודן דקושנבי זה, סוצנת מטעם שליחס, במציא את הקונדה, חוץ הקונדה באפקט מטעם שליחס, בקוס, במציא את הו בעל המומי, so there is no balamomen who appoints the chotzer as a shliach. And in order that someone should be a shliach of somebody else, so the balamomen must appoint that person or that chotzer as the shliach of the person. So the question arises, so even if it is a chotzer mishtameres, but he is not a nusat chatzere, why is the balachotzer kin in the mitzieh? There's the kashi. So the Ran says, Dikele Meima, the Holshi Mishtameres, Limishu Schusle, Kiyodei, Shafmashe Shebol Yodei, Kinichale, the Likne, the Hotzer Mishtameres, and Esne, Viada Richtei, Mashenkel in Gitten, the Himdel in Nichol, Tikne Hotzer Mishtameres, Eni Kiyodo, Shemashu, Himul Odom, Kishabi Yodei, in an Esne Hotzer Mishtameres, Ada Rabbe Mitzimimen. So the Ran says, why do we say that where it's in Tamiyad, so then he has to be a Mishat Chatzire? Because if he's not a Mishat Chatzire, it's not Dumi Yodo. So, Basheinke, by Mitzie, if the Chotzer is a Chotzer Mishameres, so it's the practice of people to leave their Mitzies in the Chotzer Mishameres, so then it is considered like Dumi Yodo anyway, even though it's not Somchle. So it becomes Yad. This is what the Ran says. Now, so the Ran says that there couldn't be a shliach by mitzvah. According to the Ran, so let's say if Reuven sees a mitzvah in the street and he stands, let's say, here in this room and he sees a mitzvah outside and Shimon stands also outside, and if Reuven says to Shimon, you pick up that mitzvah for me, and Shimon picks up that mitzvah for Reuven, so Reuven does not acquire title by the Hakboye that Shimon makes in the Mitzvah. Because even though he was explicitly appointed by Reuven, but Reuven is not a Balamome. So Mimele, one cannot be a Shliach unless he is appointed by the Balamome. This is the Ramshi. So many assume that there is a machlekes between Teisves and Ram. Teisves in Bomitzie, I asked you to go over the Teisves in Bomitzie. Why? Teisves in Bomitzie, that ein Aleph omut Aleph, ein Aleph omut Beis, ein Aleph omut Beis. So Teisves says there, we don't have to know the whole Gemara of Malvi Yisroel, Ma'isev Shal Nochi Nidas, Anochi Avod Nidas Yisroel. But Teisves says agavuche, v'yeish leima. Wo you yochi li zakis lechavei vehem. Wo you yochi li zakis lechavei vehem. Ha ha.